brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Good job. Good job. Yeah, I know. Okay, we're tracking that. Good job, guys. I'm doing a lot of work during the breaks here. Thank you for joining us, ladies and gentlemen, on this Friday edition. It looks like Jahar's Twitter account is now up on Gawker, and they're saying he was a 9/11 truther. And now he's got family coming out saying he's been set up. He's got friends that said there's no way he's involved in this. The way they've got everything locked down, tell them press, they'll kill them. You heard that police officer earlier. He said that sounds incredibly suspicious to him. We're going to go to James, who's a Boston resident right now, and then to others. Then we're going to get to Jason and Bill and Michael and Sebastian. Says friend in Boston arrested for leaving home. Man, this is martial law, folks. James in Boston, thanks for holding her on the air. Tell us what you're seeing.
All right. Hi, Alex. How you doing?
It's crazy, man. Go ahead.
Yeah. Look, I have never seen anything this absurd, and this is so much media sensationalism. This is unheard of. I was born and raised in Boston. I'm 45 years old. Never have I seen anything this crazy.
This is martial law. They're training you to have troops on the streets and get arrested if you leave your home.
Essentially, that is what they're portraying on the local media. Channel 7, WHDD, whatever the heck they are. They are so proud of all this craziness.
No, this is the nanny state. This is it. One 19-year-old, look, they're busy hunting down the patsies. I'm telling you, that's what this is. They got to make sure they're dead, just like the 7-7 deal where they killed a bunch of the guys. Go ahead.
Well, what's really strange is I have never seen anything this aggressive for some supposed 19-year-old. I mean, they're this worried about some kid that's running the streets, yet. Let's put it this way. If it's just this one guy, why does it take so many police and FBI and SWAT team and bomb ballistics?
Because it's all part of the coup d'etat against America. It's all part of the total takeover of everything. I mean, I can't go to the Kite Festival without National Guard out there. They have TSA in downtown Austin searching bags without warrants. They just it's about a criminal state takeover.
Right. Yeah, well, I've been listening to you over the past couple of years, and more importantly, most recently over the few months, and I felt compelled today to actually speak out. This was the last straw.
Well, I will go to city council after all the grandstanding, and the police need to get in trouble for telling AP reporters we'll kill you if you don't stop videotaping us. I mean, that's just unprecedented grandstanding. And I see families driving through, and they're pointing guns at him all over the city. It's not like they think he's in one block and they're doing that. That I could see. Just a whole into other cities, just an excuse to get your hands on everybody. Get everybody conditioned. And that's why they're doing this. And just cops parading around in just giant, huge numbers like they're all totally scared to death. I mean, And I'm not bragging about my life. I grew up kind of rough for whatever reason. I've had people pull guns on me and stuff. I've seen violence. I mean, I was 14 years old and crap my pants like this. Are the police taking it serious? Because I look on the news and they're all laughing and standing around and stuff. I know people have been killed as well. But, I mean, to think citywide that, you know, he's under every chair and it's the end of the world. What do you say to that?
Right. No, the area with which they've encompassed and sort of infiltrated their presence upon is extraordinary. I mean, I literally, I watch you and sometimes I say, Alex, you know, all right, a little much. You would not freaking believe this. I'm telling you, from a Bostonian, a hardcore Bostonian, they would never.
No. The New World Order has reinvaded Boston on Patriots Day. I mean, that's what this is.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984. In the last 2 years alone, the U.S. has seen huge losses to our food supply. In 2011, storms and floods raged across the U.S., costing us $20 billion in lost crops alone. In 2012, we saw the largest drought in the country in more than 50 years. You may think out of sight, out of mind, and so you don't think you will be affected. The fact is, you are. We all are. Food shortages drive prices up for everyone. You might not be able to control Mother Nature, but you can control your food prices by freezing the cost and availability of your food supply with eFoods Direct. Be prepared before you need it. With nutrient-dense food you can store for up to 25 years. You can hope for the best, but hope won't feed you. Do what I've done and get your own supply of the best storable foods out there from eFoods Direct. Call 800-409-5633 or visit them on the web at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and check out their spring specials. Again, that number is 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
By the way,
resistance to tyrants is obedience to God.
By the way, it is, yes.
Alex Jones.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, operating on very little sleep here, taking your phone calls. The Austin police chief is scheduled to be here. I know that walking back and forth in front of TVs the last 3 days, I've heard them say it's probably a military veteran. It could be a military person. It could be military training, foreign military that's bombed us. And then I remember hearing that last night right before I went on the air, but they actually found the transcript. And what they said is this type of thing, a soldier, now that doesn't mean it's a U.S. soldier. That means it's someone who probably has experience. It could be a U.S. adversary. So on that particular show, I was talking about that's not what they said, but I know I've seen them say that. So help us dig that up. In fact, they had it one yesterday from another CNN show, and I never got to it, so they're redigging that back up. I know I've seen them basically say it's probably a veteran. It could be a disgruntled U.S. veteran is the thing I've heard them say repeatedly. And, of course, we have all the clips. There's no need to even re-air those where they – Chris Matthews – the Young Turks, Axelrod, saying it's probably a domestic right winger. And then they were all giddy Wednesday saying, oh, yeah, it is. It is. That's what it is. A lone person. Well, it's not a lone person. And then who is it that they supposedly arrested? And here's the thing that listeners are all freaked out about. Why do they have most of Boston and surrounding cities totally locked down saying don't leave your house or we'll arrest you? And speaking of that, we just had a guest on hold saying that their neighbor or their friend got arrested, but I guess they hung up. I want to hear what they have to say. 800-259-9231. We're going to go to everybody right now. Jason in Wisconsin is Army and says they have intel on blue shirt suspect everybody's talking about. Go ahead, Jason.
I expected to get cut off or my house drone strike before I even get on the air. Look at this. Okay, you don't want your kids to die, right? I got kids, too. I don't want them to die. I'm speaking out and decloaking on Facebook. You want to know about the guy with the hat or the hair? The old guy with the hair, the blue shirt, carrying a duffel backpack with two hands. Does look a little heavy on this big, giant shoulder. Okay. Bleicher, B-L-E-I-C-H-E-R, on Facebook, Sean. Knights Malta go hide behind Red Cross. That's why Bush was laughing. Give me your money.
Brother, do me this. Send us an email at showtips@infowars.com with specifically what you're talking about and where on Facebook. We'll look it up. Thank you so much. Let's go ahead and talk to Bill, ex-Navy Special Operation Projects, he says. Bill, what's your take on what you're seeing?
Alex, I think you're dead correct. I think it's a false flag. I mean, I spent 20 years in the military, and I haven't seen anything like this before since probably 9/11 or 7/7. You know, you conduct drills when the real stuff happens, and wham, there's suspicion. It's not a conspiracy. It's just suspicion. It ought to be investigated. Are you there?
Yes, and they don't want to admit the drill and are trying to say none of this even exists and trying to block it all over the web right now. And the FBI says, don't look at other photos. What does that sound like to you?
Well, I think don't look at other photos means we're going to present you with the evidence that we want you to observe, and we don't want you to observe any other evidence.
No, that's actually almost a word-for-word quote of what he said. He said that. He said, we'll give you the evidence. Nothing else is credible.
Exactly. But the thing is, you and your staff put a cog in the wheel. When you came up with those photos and you presented them online, it made them delay the news briefs, it delayed the conferences, and they had to change their story because of you and your news staff.
It took them a day to do it. Well, I don't want all the credit. It's too dangerous. Actually, other people did that.
Just you. There's plenty of people.
I am getting a lot of death. By the way, I am getting a lot of death threats right now. But go ahead.
Okay. I'd just like to throw a couple things at you, if that's okay.
Sure.
And I think there was premeditated plans of blame, and it goes right along with what you're saying. And this is my opinion after 20 years of military service. I think they intended on blaming it on a white supremacist, gun owning arcanist. Number one. Number two, I think they planned on tossing it to a disgruntled vet if the first one didn't work. And number three, I think they planned on tossing it to Iran, China, Russia, or maybe even North Korea, so they could have another reason to implement another conflict. And I got to tell you, Mr. Badandi has got a sack of steel, without a doubt.
Well, you know what? He had him kind of intimidating him and threatening him and stuff all three times, before and after. And but still they were afraid to, I guess, arrest him because they didn't want him to be the newscast. But when he got Infowars.com out and all over the world they were carrying that news feed live, normally we get about 1 million visitors a day to Infowars, 500,000 to Prison Planet, big days, maybe 2 million max. Guess how many visitors we had per minute for several hours after that happened?
Oh, I was listening to you live on the audio feed on the internet. And you just broke the record. I mean, you broke the record that you broke 2 days before that.
Yeah, we were having 100,000 new individual visitors per minute. And that's stacking up on each other. And I haven't had time to like look at the whole graph, but it looks like at one time we had like 7 million people on the website.
Yeah, I don't think that actually I had trouble accessing your website because it was so overloaded with people trying to do research on it. I don't think that Piers Morgan, I don't think that Never mind. Forget Piers Morgan. Anyway, there's a couple other things I'd like to say that based on my past 4 or 5 days of an investigation, I've come up with a couple different things, and there's at least one that I think you might have missed, and if your staff has the time and opportunity to check it out, I did some research on the internet and came up with a file that said that President Obama met with a Saudi Arabian foreign minister.
No. Sir, that's AP Reuters, and it was a secret meeting. They call it a walk-by where they say it's an accident, so they don't put a record of it, but it's still leaked. You're absolutely right. No, that's true. I'm going to jump to two more calls before the police chief, who have TV viewers. We can punch him up out there. He's come to confiscate our guns. And he gets, so look at him. He's been hanging out with Obama. He's power. He has a glow to him now. Been hanging out with Biden up there. Been hanging out with El Gangster. So anyways, he's here to confiscate our firearms. But anyways, that is coming up. Look at the crew out there. I'm going to ask what he thinks of Boston, though, and martial law. Thank you so much for the call, Bill. Let's talk to Jeff, who wants to give his analysis as military. Jeff in Canada, what's your take on this?
Alex, thank you so much. I'm going to be as brief as I can. Thank you. Can you hear me okay? Over.
Yes, sir, I can.
Very good. At approximately 4:10 this morning, I woke up as I sleep with one eye open usually these days and began to watch what I call phase two of your operation, which I call Operation Terror Storm times two. What happened at approximately 4:10 this morning was, of course, there was a press conference, and they had a press conference announcing that they had approximately 12 victims in the hospital. This was the first press conference they did in the hospital after the second shooting of an officer. This is when they began phase two of announcing there was a DHS, former Department of Homeland Security, security analyst, as they called themselves, on CNN. She was literally reading, and if you go back to that footage, you can see around 4:30 in the morning, she's literally reading out what's going to happen this whole afternoon. By the way, she said at 4:30 this morning, 5 o'clock this morning, this could go all day. This could go 2 days. So we're in a 2-day marathon here.
No, it's all a martial law deal on Patriot Day to teach us to be good slaves. And they even have said later today on the menu, as part of your vacation, we will have a controlled demolition of an explosive. So be ready for that. And we'll kill any media we see following us because we're busy exterminating our patsies right now.
100%. You know, Alex, I did get up at 4:10 this morning. It didn't take you very long to get right up to speed, and you are literally right up to speed. This is a sanitation exercise right now. We are going after the patsies. They obviously don't want these people to talk. You're now dragging out the family members out of their homes, putting them in front of the cameras. Those families are now going to go through a living hell. But let's get right back to the script being fed by Department of Homeland Security, former Department of Homeland Security, right to these CNN reporters, by the way. They were on from 4:30 this morning till about 8 o'clock. I ask your viewers, who are these two reporters? Have you ever seen them in your life? I watch CNN all
no, that's look at 9/11. There was suddenly all these new reporters. I'm telling you, this is their big move. And they were going to go with the right wing deal, but that got screwed up because of the drill being exposed. And now they've moved to these Chechen cutouts that everybody knows Chechnya is like a CIA run proxy state against the Russians. I mean, this is amazing. And where do you see this ending in closing?
Alex, I just wanted to just interject one more thing here. You have a carjacking. You have a crazy sideways story that the media has tried to juggle between 4:30 this morning and about 8 o'clock this morning until it was really obvious to me that we are in martial law. They announced a no-fly zone over Boston. I started getting on Facebook.
By the way, I had all these military calls on Tuesday. Do you remember that? Saying they've been told get ready for martial law to start in Boston on Friday. And then we had Skousen say there's no way they have that intel. But when you get ready to go with the soft martial law to condition everybody, you finally got to tell the troops. All right, amazing points. I just remembered those calls Tuesday and Wednesday. All right, we're going to get Chief Art Acevedo in here, part of Bloomberg's, he's like Bloomberg's Emperor Palpatine. He's Darth Vader. So, I guess... Knut Gunray. I'm like, oh, Lord Vader, you are here to help me for the Emperor. All right, so they're all, he's got his protection.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
In the last 2 years alone, the U.S. has seen huge losses to our food supply. In 2011, storms and floods raged across the U.S., costing us $20 billion in lost crops alone. In 2012, we saw the largest drought in the country in more than 50 years. You may think out of sight, out of mind, and so you don't think you will be affected. The fact is, you are. We all are. Food shortages drive prices up for everyone. You might not be able to control Mother Nature, but you can control your food prices by freezing the cost and availability of your food supply with eFoods Direct. Be prepared before you need it. With nutrient-dense food you can store for up to 25 years. You can hope for the best, but hope won't feed you. Do what I've done and get your own supply of the best storable foods out there from eFoods Direct. Call 800-409-5633 or visit them on the web at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and check out their spring specials. Again, that number is 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Devastating events like earthquakes, tornadoes, floods, hurricanes, or the threat of martial law have highlighted the need for Americans to prepare for emergencies. As a result, millions are stockpiling food, gold, and weapons. But how will these items help if you or one of your loved ones becomes ill? Supernatural Silver is the ultimate tool to prepare you for a medical emergency. Supernatural Silver is a natural antibiotic that is uniquely effective against bacteria, viruses, molds, and fungus, and is remarkable for wound care. Taken internally or used topically, it can help keep you safe from deadly pathogens. Supernatural Silver has over 500 different uses and a long-term shelf life, making it the number one choice of preppers across the country. To find out how this amazing new technology can help you be prepared, go to supernaturalsilver.com. Use the promo code PREPARED for 20% off your entire order and like us on Facebook.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Order today at 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Art Acevedo, the Austin police chief, now in service to the Sith Lord Obama and Michael Moore, as well as Bloomberg. No, he's here. He's a really nice guy, even though he wants to confiscate my firearms.
I do not.
You were saying during the break, okay, you don't want to take my guns. Tell me about it.
Okay, that's why I need to come to see you. I do not believe in gun confiscations of law-abiding Americans of sound minds. Every time you say that, I challenge you on Twitter to show me where I've ever said we should confiscate guns.
And
you ignored me. You didn't answer that because you will not find a soundbite. You will not find an article. You won't find anywhere.
Well, I'll be honest. I didn't see the tweet.
What's on your Twitter? I tweeted you right
now. Well, I mean, I can't keep track of all this.
I follow you, Jones, and that's me.
I know. You plan to put me in a FEMA camp.
I never.
No. Seriously. Look, I joked around because I know you fled communism in Cuba.
Yeah.
And said you ought to move back to Cuba.
Absolutely.
Because you're, and I'm in it tongue-in-cheek, but you're at I had to, like, smoke you out to come down here and confront me. I know you're not a chicken. You want to come down here and confront me.
No, I just want to get the record straight.
Even though you're like a karate champion here, I hear. I better not challenge you to a boxing match like I did Piers Morgan.
You already did. No, it's so Piers Morgan was so good. 76 Pierce. That's all I remember. I have never laughed so hard. You, that guy could not handle you at all.
Well, I was a little under the weather when I was there too. But let's. I want to get into Boston with you and the whole gun control deal. But at the very event you were at, the city councilman, you know, guys had a sign saying no gun ban. He said, "Hey, when we do this, we're going to register you, but then we're going to get your guns later. Don't worry."
But that's not what he said. That's not what he said. Here's what happened. Okay.
But that is the plan: register them and then get the guns.
I think that's the fear. I can tell you right now that this police chief and this police department will never, ever participate in the mass confiscation of firearms of law-abiding Americans.
It'll be done in phases.
No, and zero face. We will never participate in that. It's against our constitution.
You told me the sky would be falling before troops were in Austin. Why do I always see National Guard and State Guard doing crowd control now?
No, you said, you talked about troops doing some kind of martial law type thing, and it's never happened here.
What's going on in Boston right now?
You know what? I'm not sure because I'm not there. I'm here.
But isn't that martial law when they're locking most of the city down and saying, don't come out and we'll kill the press?
No, I the press is there.
AP was told. I'll pull up AP. They were told, you're dead if you come out.
I heard something live on CNN that I was watching where there were some gunshots going on. They should be careful. You're in the line of fire. I have not heard or seen anything like that. The bottom line is what's going on in Boston is they're looking for one more suspect, as far as I know, from the media reports. And they've asked the people in the entire city of Boston to stay indoors.
Would you ever do that in Austin for, like, one guy?
I don't want to be critical because I don't know what we think is for one guy. We don't have all the information. I'm sure they have good reason. It would take a lot for us to tell the entire city of almost a million people here in the city of Austin to everybody stay in.
And Boston's even bigger.
No, we're actually bigger.
We're
much more spread. Yeah, I mean, that's the thing that's so frustrating.
I guess we've grown so fast.
We are the fastest growing city and region in the nation. We're 838,000 folks, probably more like closer to 900,000. We're a region of almost 2 million people. We're over 300 square miles. Boston, I think, is about 90.
We're a colony of California.
I'm a Texan. I don't know about you.
Well, I mean, but listen, let's get back to the guns briefly. Let's be honest, okay? Crime has dropped 49%, violent crime, in the last 20 years. Directly, even the FBI has to admit, because of gun ownership increasing, criminals are scared. And I can show you those statistics. Well, guys, will you roll there, the 49% drop in crime rates for the police chief? We'll show you the numbers from FBI.gov here in a moment. I mean, explain to me how I have to be penalized because of bad people.
But how are you being penalized? When you go buy a firearm right now from a licensed dealer, which is where I presume that's where you get your guns, because as a consumer...
I don't have any guns.
Yeah, right, sure. As a consumer...
Only a couple under the counter right here.
I got one, too.
I know.
But as a consumer, you want to protect yourself and make sure you get it from a licensed person so it's not stolen, so you make sure that you're getting something that you can rightfully own. Listen, it's about, to me, universal background checks is about making sure that the person getting that firearm. We have illegal aliens right now, illegal immigrants that can go into gun shows, go to a private seller, buy whatever they want.
But they're going to get it anyways.
No, that's the best.
It's always used to harass. Here's my issue. Maybe you really want to do it for law and order, and I actually get some of the arguments. The problem is up top, they want the list to take the guns. Do you know Obama's on record saying he wants to confiscate guns when he was a state senator? Did you know the attorney general is? Your friend?
But that will never happen, Alex. The Constitution of the United States, the Second Amendment is very clear that we have the right to bear arms. I know it's a real concern of fear, and rightfully so. I mean, government needs to be kept in
check. Did Fidel let your parents own guns?
No, absolutely not. My dad used to actually run guns against Fidel. You know, my uncle here in his 80s is still a CHL holder. I really believe in that.
Gun running?
My father in Cuba, absolutely.
Well, that's moral to do it against Fidel. But what about Fast and Furious?
That's why. Well, that was two different administrations, not just Obama. But the thing is, when you call me a communist, that really hurts me because half of my father's friends were executed by Fidel Castro.
Because only Fidel had the guns.
Only Fidel. Well, no, the anti-rebels had guns.
No, but I mean, he ended up getting most of the guns. And
absolutely. And that's
why did Fidel want people's guns?
To control them.
Obviously. Yeah, we'll be right back with the Austin Police Chief Art Acevedo. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquametics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gates, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine. Hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract.
My name is Van, and I'm 68 years old, and I live in Vermont. In the spring of 2003, I started to have problems with my heart. It felt like my heart was pounding, made me feel breathless. I tried many, many different things to try to get some help for myself. Nothing did anything.
Heart and Body Extract is very powerful, very effective, and works quickly.
I saw one of Sharon's ads and ordered Heart and Body Extract. I noticed a difference quickly, within days. The episodes became less frequent, and by a month had completely vanished.
Usually you find a 30-day or 60-day guarantee. Heart and Body Extract comes with a lifetime 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
In the last 2 years alone, the U.S. has seen huge losses to our food supply. In 2011, storms and floods raged across the U.S., costing us $20 billion in lost crops alone. In 2012, we saw the largest drought in the country in more than 50 years. You may think out of sight, out of mind, and so you don't think you will be affected. The fact is, you are. We all are. Food shortages drive prices up for everyone. You might not be able to control Mother Nature, but you can control your food prices by freezing the cost and availability of your food supply. With eFoods Direct. Be prepared before you need it. With nutrient-dense food you can store for up to 25 years. You can hope for the best, but hope won't feed you. Do what I've done and get your own supply of the best storable foods out there from eFoods Direct. Call 800-409-5633 or visit them on the web at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and check out their spring specials. Again, that number is 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
We are on the march. The Empire is on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
He rode a blazing saddle. He wore a shining star. His job to offer battle.
All right, Chief Art Aceveda is here with us in studio, and we're going to do a whole fourth hour of overdrive. I know we've got a lot of police and military and people in Boston on the line, 800-259-9031, who are going through all this crazy martial law garbage. Hey, you know, Chief, I want to get back into guns for a moment, but did you know that I got all the photos from Anonymous, which we did Google searches on. You can do that search. They're real photos of Navy SEALs and feds everywhere, like 20 feet from the bombers. And there's multiple teams of bombers there.
Were you talking about Boston?
Yes, Boston. There's multiple teams of bombers, and they are freaking out right now over the photos we've released. And you know that's why they canceled the first press conference. They were going to blame it on a right winger. Now they're busy hunting down the second tier of patsies. What do you say to that?
Well, I think I don't have all the details, so I'll wait to get more information. But that's the first I've heard of that. And I mean, I've been following a lot of footage, looking at all things, and.
Here's the Washington Times on our story.
Washington who?
The Washington Times.
Where's that from?
That's from Washington. It's a captured area by foreign banks on the Potomac on the East Coast.
Can I hold up? Can I keep this?
Sure.
Thank you very much.
Valuable intelligence.
See, I focus very much on Austin. That's my biggest concern.
Why does the Justice Department love you so much? Because, I think most of the anti-gun police chiefs do act like they can't talk even.
Well, listen, I don't know if they love me or don't love me, but I think that part of our responsibility as law enforcement professionals is to weigh in on matters of public safety. And, the Major City Chiefs has a position paper on gun policy, and I think the assault weapon ban is something that's supported. I like to focus not on the guns themselves, but on the prohibited purchasers, the prohibited people that shouldn't have them.
So you're saying you support the assault weapons ban?
On a personal level, no. I don't support it. I do.
Oh, so the mayor tells you to the policy of Austin.
Once again, I've never supported.
Okay, because Semiano's hardly commit any of the crimes, as you know.
Listen, I support common sense, universal background checks.
And or use the commission of crime,
Closing the loophole on criminals. There are people that look, greed, it's human nature. People will sell their own mothers if the price is right.
But I mean, Lanza stole his guns. Most of these guys steal their guns.
But 40% of the guns out there, they're bought from private citizens. And I just think we need to close that loophole.
Listen, we're going to hear about these supposed terrorists where they got their guns.
I'm sure we will.
This is the next false flag against the Second Amendment.
What concerns me, Alex, is that you protect the Second Amendment. Listen, if we don't do things to do better in terms of keeping guns out of the hands of criminals and other prohibited purchasers, like people that are getting ready to go do a with extreme mental illness, sooner or later there'll be the point of we watch rock bottom, and everything that everybody fears, the assault weapons bans and things of that nature, confiscations, may come true if we don't do the right thing, which is, I think, universal background checks is the way to go.
Ooh, that's a new spin. Give us a little or we'll take them all.
No.
I told my reporters.
See, I did not say that.
You said that. My reporter, you said, we already could do door-to-door gun confiscation if we wanted to.
I said what?
You told my reporter, you said, we could already do door-to-door confiscation.
That's not what I said.
Yeah, you did.
What I said was this, and I remember that. He's a great reporter. I really like that kid. You really had some good young people around you. What I said was that the fear of the slippery slope keeps being used by certain people to not have universal background checks. Because if you do universal background checks, then there'll be a registry, and that will lead to confiscations. And what I said was the day the government decides to confiscate guns, with or without a registry, they're just going to go to door to door. I mean, if that's what they decide to do, which is not realistic. We have millions of guns already in our neighborhoods. So that's never going
to. You know what would happen if they tried that?
It'd be a revolution.
Guaranteed.
So why are you worried about something that everybody with half a brain knows A is not going to happen?
Because they've already done it in many states and counties and cities incrementally. Sure, it's not going to float, like Rangel has said, in the evil South and the Midwest, but everywhere else they pretty much already have taken a lot of the guns and have created the hell holes like Chicago and New York, where the crime bosses perch up there on everybody.
And the problem is that those places like Chicago still allow gun violence because it's too easy to get with the loophole in other places.
But why is it crime higher here? You can get guns even easier. The criminals go there because they know there's victims that can't. Why has the? Do you dispute the FBI number of a 49% drop in violent crime since 1991?
No, and then you have to go back. What happened since 1991? We had the cops bill that added 100,000 police officers. We had the three strike laws. So a lot went into it.
Sure, they locked up a bunch of people. But gun ownership in many university studies, it went up, crime went down.
And
after concealed carry goes in, muggings and carjackings plummet because these crooks are scared.
Listen, so that's what you're making my point. We have a lot more in common in terms of our views on gun ownership. I'm all for the CHL process here. It's a tremendous process. Texans, they're for the Second Amendment, but they're also for responsible gun ownership, not just letting any Tom, Dick, and Harry run down the street with a bunch of
What you're not listening to is that, guys, cue up before we go to Mike Martinez, the city councilman.
I was there, and let me tell you what happened.
Okay, cue him up. Cue up Mike Martinez. Go ahead.
I'll give you the play-by-play. What happened was Mike goes up there to talk, right? And then there's a guy, there was a big old guy
He's just saying it's cute. Go ahead.
I said, I thought he said cute. And I said, well, thank you very much. So there's a big old guy that was a pro Second Amendment, you know, guy standing in the front. Then there was a guy with that sign, no gun bans. And the second Councilmember Martinez started talking. This big guy yells, you effing liar. And I don't know if I can say the big, but he used the actual word. And then everybody, you know, starts crowding around, and he came up to the guy. And
actually, Martinez said, we're going to make your sign legitimate.
But that's where I'm not.
We have the video. I don't think he did.
But I'm telling you what led up to it. So after the guy tells Mike Martinez that, you know, you're an effing liar, and then there's a little scuttle down there. I went down there and I said, hey, we're not going to have any problems.
No, a lady came up and hit the guy in the back.
Well, I didn't see that.
We have it all on video, and I don't see this cussing you're claiming.
Oh, no, I was there. And so then Mike sees the sign and made that comment. But when you listen to the rest of it, I think he did that.
And he's like, we're not going to take your guns right now, but if we finish this work, registration, we are going to need that sign because we're going to make that a reality for you.
I think if you look at that specific, if you took that just that soundbite, it would make you believe that he wants to take everybody's guns. But if you listen to everything he had to say.
The Violence Policy Center and Mayors Against Gun Violence, they have all said the abolition of civilian ownership of firearms is the goal. The UN UNIDIR Treaty, when they tried to pass it in 2001, said there must be an abolition of the civilian ownership of firearms because, I'm quoting, it threatens the legitimate power monopoly of the state.
I can tell you that in this country that'll never happen. I would never be supportive of it. And when you talk about gun bans, you tell people that I'm in favor of gun bans, I have to call you out because I'm not.
Well, here's the deal. You're going around with Bloomberg and Joe Biden.
I'm not going around with Bloomberg.
Look, come on, man. Joe Biden is a gangster. Did you have dinner with Joe?
No.
Was Don Corleone there?
Don Corleone is a character.
No, I know. I don't want to know, but Joe Biden's the real thing.
You know what? The vice president's position, I actually got to meet with him in his office with 11 other police chiefs, and I don't believe for a minute that he would support a total gun.
What about him saying, go out and shoot a shotgun? In most areas, that's illegal. Kill your neighbors.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
And says women can't have AR-15s, they can't use them? What the hell is he talking about? That's the best gun for a woman.
I can just tell you that in my meetings with him, person to person, not on the internet or anywhere else, he absolutely, what he's advocating for is not a total gun ban.
He cares about the kids. Let me ask you a question. Do you own an AR-15?
No, but I have one assigned to me. I have an M&P 15. M&P 15, which is a really nice firearm. I like guns and I like firearms. I've always liked to shoot even as a kid. And so,
hey, guys, will you go get the crew? Bring in the Black 50. It's unloaded, don't worry. Bring in the Black Barrett. I think the police chief wants to see it. Have Weldon bring it. You're not scared of a citizen with a gun, are you?
Absolutely not.
Hey, good. It's unloaded, don't worry.
Only criminals with a gun. Exactly. And that's what I support to me, subjecting myself to showing an ID and having somebody run a background check that takes 3 minutes.
You know why I had to say bring in the Black Barrett? Because there's so, you know, we have all these little beauties in our stable. We have to.
Where's the bomb shelter at? So when it all starts, the apocalypse, you know where to go, Jones.
Well, you know, when they plunge, they are gearing up. They're digging in. Why is the government buying billions of bullets and armored vehicles? And I have Army manuals where they're training for gun confiscation, and they use the term re-education camp of libertarians.
I haven't seen that, so I can't.
Okay, well, let's play Mike Martinez first since I mentioned it. Here it is for radio and TV viewers. Here it is.
Are we on TV, too?
Yes, we're on TV, too, and our computer system has been having major heart attacks. But
that must be the federal government, right?
No, it's this piece. Here it is.
Thank you so much. I've got a proclamation on the African American City Council that we want to present, but I want to say a couple of words, and I'll be brief. First of all, to the gentleman that's dying for attention, someone needs to inform him that there is no gun ban currently, but because of the work that we're doing here today, we will make your sign legitimate.
I don't ever see him or hear him.
So you hang on to him.
Alex Jones here for InfoWars.
Okay, there you go.
Who's that guy?
Now, guys, then next, cue up Dianne Feinstein, Mr. and Mrs. America, turn them all in. Have that queued up. Tell me when you're ready. Go ahead.
But you didn't. That clip doesn't show the other. The gentleman that you saw with the hat on, the glasses, is the one that said it.
We have it in high def everywhere and cannot hear him saying that.
You know what? Show me the unedited version of that because I was there. And I guarantee you it's there.
Well, I mean, I will. From behind, you hear him say something after.
Okay, now.
After, no. After. But I can't hear what he's saying. Martinez says, hey, no. He says something like, you hear that wants attention, then he says something.
No. The guy told him effing liar, and that's when Mike said that. And you know what? Mike will tell
you. Why would he say effing liar before he even talked? The guy clearly says.
That was after the little verbal altercation.
All right, well, let's expand on this. Here's Dianne Feinstein, 60 Minutes. If she had the votes, Mr. and Mrs. America, turn your assault rifles in. Here it is.
If I could have gotten 51 votes in the Senate of the United States for an outright ban, picking up every one of them, Mr. and Mrs. America, turn them all in, I would have done it. I could not do that. The votes weren't here.
All right, Chief Art Acevedo's here. I know we got callers holding. Next hour, I'll take your calls and cover the martial law training. But, hey, what do you think of this beauty right here? Well, first off, Mrs. Feinstein wants me to turn this in.
I don't know if you know how to use that.
Oh, no, I don't. I can't handle it. Hey, anyways, no, you want to go out and shoot it sometime?
Absolutely, yeah.
At the real Steiner Ranch.
Yeah, let me know.
The 12,000-acre one out by Bastrop.
Let me know. I'd love to go.
You want to go?
Absolutely. And you know, what's funny is I watch you and I follow you. You get beat up for being too nice for me.
There you go.
Then some people beat me up for, that's too heavy for me, man.
Oh, no, it's not.
That's heavy. And then some people beat me up for spending time with you, but I think that the amendment that means a lot to me, too, is the First Amendment. And I
believe in diversity, too. Bring in the brown bear.
Oh, Jones.
Black, brown, white children, silver, all living together in freedom.
You're a good way to end the week. So I believe in your First Amendment, and I hope.
Hey, you told me you're going to see a movie today.
I want to go see Oblivion today with Tom Cruise.
That does look like a good movie.
Yeah, we'll see how it looks like. I'll give you a review.
Why do you think Bloomberg can have 15 security detail, but he doesn't want his citizens in New York to have guns?
You know, I don't know.
Is the Bloomberg in you a little uncomfortable right now? You got a loaded gun, aren't this?
No, absolutely. I do have a loaded gun. You never know when I might have to defend myself. And
absolutely. Here, let's do a brief check. Just so you know, I know seeing a slave with a gun is scary, but see. We're going to take you out and see if you can shoot 100 rounds through this.
All right, we'll do it.
Actually, it doesn't even kick that bad. You know what kicks?
Is what?
Is the single shot ones that don't have the spring recoil. That kicks.
The single shot
50s.
50s, yeah.
Yeah, like a grizzly.
Yeah.
Anyways, you ought to see this.
Hey, do we agree now? You do agree that, A, I'm not a communist. I want, for the record, your listeners to know that I'm not a communist. You're going to take that back. You know I'm not a communist. And, B, I've never supported gun bans.
Better, longer distance.
Listen, I don't think you're probably a bad guy.
What budget do you guys have? How can you afford all this? I'm telling you, this is a good operation.
No.
Wrong business. How much does this run?
Let me ask you a question.
How much does this run?
when I got it, $5,000. It's worth.
Oh
about...
my gosh!
No.
Hey, I am going. To... I want you.
Guess how much it's worth now?
How much is it?
Oh, $25,000.
Oh my goodness! You're gonna need security just for your arsenal.
I don't have an arsenal.
That's actually pretty sweet.
Yeah. So which one do you like?
The first one.
You like this is the what the Coast Guard uses.
I like the first one better.
For in helicopters on a sling so they can shoot through ships and sink them.
Well, let me tell you something about the Supreme Court.
But don't you feel safer knowing I'm here if the Martians invade?
Let me tell you something. I know where I'm coming to get my arsenal. When The Walking Dead comes true, I'm coming to Alex Jones' house, bunker, his ranch, wherever he's at. I'm going to find him and I'm going to get some ammo from him.
No, seriously, I knew with the gun grabbing that these would only go up in price, so that's why I got them. It's an investment. No,
seriously, how much do they run for?
$25,000 now.
Are you serious?
Yeah, I bought this for $5,000.
And that one, $5,000, was $10,000. So right now, I'm looking at $10,000. How many of these do we have?
I'm not going to tell Bloomberg that. Anyways, I'm just breaking the taboo here. But no, let's get serious here for a minute.
Let's talk about the Supreme Court
decision. I think overall that you're playing ball politically, and you can argue, hey, if we controlled guns, that might actually be a good thing. The problem is it's not being done from on high from that perspective.
Right.
They are harassing. Did you see the veteran up by Temple in the middle of nowhere walking with a gun, and they arrest him? Have you seen that viral video?
No, but yeah.
Of the master sergeant?
Well, guy being arrested, we don't know what it's about.
No. He's walking down a rural road with his son with a rifle.
Yeah. And so, how do you know it's not for warrant or something?
No, they say on the video, his son videotapes it, and he says, it's not illegal to carry a loaded rifle. And he goes, well, you scared people, so we're not going to let you walk down the rural road.
I don't know anything about it. But back to the, I want to see if I heard this right on KLBJ when the Donner thing was going on in L.A., Christopher Donner. I remember hearing you on KLBJ saying that the Austin Police Department is a model police department and the rest of the nation should be like us.
Yes.
You remember that?
Yes, I did say that. Only...
Look at me now. I want you to...
No, because they're so bad. I mean, it's like kind of like...
We're pretty darn good.
It's like if there were like 20 latrines at the, at the NASCAR race.
Well, ours flush, right?
And exactly. And like one of them has not, you know, been overflowed yet.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like the choice... No. I mean, I'll tell you. I know a lot of Austin police. I've been all over the country. Police are scary in New York. They're scary. They're in your face. They look like goons out of a movie. So I will say, Austin police are about as good as I've run into.
Thank you very much, and we appreciate you. And you've got a lot of fans under the Austin Police Department. I'm one of them.
So. Well, all I know is, how did you get sucked into the White House to literally be the salacious crumb to Obama?
Because...
You know, he is the guy that sits on Jabba's leg?
You know what? Because I really believe that it's my duty as a peace officer to weigh in on matters and policy of public safety. And what I keep telling folks is, if we did a better job keeping guns out of the hands of criminals and crazy people, we wouldn't be talking about assault weapons bans or any weapons bans. It just would not happen.
But the issue is, crazies will always get guns, and Dianne Feinstein says her ultimate goal is to register to then confiscate. They've done this everywhere else.
I'm not. I will never be in favor of confiscation.
But you're not the one that's going to be running things.
But I'm just telling you that neither of the vast majority are American.
How long are you going to be in Austin? How long do you take the Justice Department job as the head of the ATF?
I'm never going to. I don't want to work anywhere. I like it here. I want your job when I want to be the next Alex Jones.
Hey, you promised to go shoot 50 cals with us at the gun show?
I will. Yeah, I will go with you.
Let's go. Let's go.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Start life over. Spend more quality time with your family. Take more vacations. Own your own business. Be healthy and earn the kind of income you've always dreamed of. Is it possible? Yes, with Youngevity. To learn more, go to InfoWarsTeam.com. That's InfoWarsTeam.com. Then pre-register for the Spring Youngevity Convention, May 2nd through 4th in Las Vegas, Nevada. And guess who will be there?
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And I prescribe the Healthy Body Challenge, and I'll be there.
Hi, this is Pharmacist Ben Fuchs, and I'm taking the Healthy Body Challenge, and I will be there.
Hi, I'm Dr. Peter Glidden. I'm doing the Healthy Body Challenge, and I'll see you at the Youngevity Conference in May.
Take the Healthy Body Challenge, and don't miss the Youngevity Convention in Las Vegas, Nevada, May 2nd through 4th. For more information, go to InfoWarsTeam.com. InfoWarsTeam.com. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Amino acids are the building blocks of proteins. Amino acids have to be delivered to your body in the shape that nature gave them if they are to be used to create new proteins in your body. Just like a bricklayer cannot use bent or twisted bricks to build a brick wall, so too your body cannot use bent or twisted amino acids to build new proteins. Giving your body an undamaged amino acid food can make a huge difference in your health. One World Way is an undamaged amino acid food unlike any other. You see, heating bends and twists amino acids, and all whey protein powders we've investigated, and most proteins you consume, are heated. With our True Cool process, you now have a choice with One World Whey.
My name is Daniel. I'm 34 years old. When I started using One World Whey, I weighed 228 pounds. Now, after 2.5 months, I weigh 182 pounds. This is my ideal weight. I've noticed an increase in stamina, rate of recovery from workouts, and an increase in my potency.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com.
Freedom is just another word for nothing left to lose. Nothing.
Acevedo is here, the awesome police chief. I'm doing a whole nother hour with your phone calls.
And I'll beat me up after I leave.
By the way, my reporter just came in here, and I was going from memory. See, that guy tricked you. A guy behind him said,
"Oh, that's another
FU."
We had a longer conversation. There was more than one FU. There was more than one FU.
But I'm not here making it up that the guy didn't cuss. I haven't seen that on the video.
Yeah, no. That's it.
I know you got to go see a Tom Cruise movie. You're welcome to go watch the raw footage.
No, I mean, I was there. The raw footage is right here, brother.
So are you a Scientologist now?
No, I'm not.
I'm joking. That's a joke. No, hey, seriously, you wanted to talk about the Supreme Court ruling.
Yeah, I get beat up all the time. Listen, let me just say this to your listeners. We are a nation of laws, and as a nation of laws, we have to operate under the rule of law. And here's the deal. The Supreme Court, SCOTUS, right, gets to decide, interpret the law. I get beat up for my no refusal weekends on drunk drivers I have no use for, where it's a violation of the Fourth Amendment,
Like the Travis County DA driving the wrong way down the road?
They actually took blood on her with a search warrant.
The footage be released of her?
Yes, and I think it will be.
Should she resign?
I don't know because I haven't seen the...
Well, she sounded drunk when she got out the next day.
I'll just leave it at that. She's my friend, so I'd rather not...
A fellow gun-grabbing Democrat?
I don't know. I don't know what her position is. But look,
she's a Democrat.
I don't know. I'm not.
Are you a Democrat?
No.
How about Gun Grabbers Anonymous? I could help you and Piers Morgan join it.
I'm not a gun grabber. Stop saying that.
Hey, you like that 50,
don't you? Yeah, I do, actually. We're going to go out.
You didn't even. That. We are going shooting. Yeah, you're not afraid of Bloomberg to see you?
No. Listen, you have to understand something. Part of the thing that by weighing in on those issues, you get to keep people a little bit more to the center, not too far to the left. And I think that life's about moderation. I don't like anything too far to the right or too far to the left. I think that Americans are pragmatic, and we need to be moderate. But let me just say this about the Supreme Court decision. They affirmed once again that with a search warrant, we get to draw blood from drunk drivers.
But only in Transylvania during full moons.
No, only when you're out there. But once again, they reaffirmed the fact that regardless of what people's personal views are on the Fourth Amendment or the Fifth Amendment or whatever they want to invoke, that the Supreme Court once again has made it very clear that our no refusal weekends, where when we get a search warrant, we are able legally, constitutionally to draw your blood. The second piece is that this police chief, because I believe in the rule of law and I believe in our Constitution and I believe in our institutions, the second that ruling came out,
sure,
we stopped relying on the transportation code, and I told my folks we will no longer do immediately, we will no longer do non-consensual, warrantless blood draws. Period. I don't care what
the... But you still tried it.
Did we try it?
You did it before.
Well, because it was...
Here's my issue. I work late a lot. I drove home at 5 a.m.
You told me that story, and you were weaving.
No, I wasn't. I don't remember the whole story. The point. What story was that?
One day you were driving home at 5 a.m. This cop from the Austin PD came out of nowhere and stopped for suspicion of drunk driving, and they did...
Anyways, I drove home at 5 a.m. the other day.
Oh, no, you told me another one.
No,
this is like my fifth time with you, so...
I know, but the point is, it's like cops everywhere.
Yeah.
And the point is, it's not illegal to drive late at night. It's not like I've been driving by neighborhoods, by garages or something.
So what happened? Nothing.
Yeah, but you got cops pulled behind you and run your plates and stuff like that. You know?
Okay, so what do you think we're supposed to do?
Well, they need to be arresting Obama for Fast and Furious.
What started under another administration, but here's the deal. Let me tell you something. We get paid to try to prevent crime from occurring. We get paid to try to stop criminals from hurting people, and that's about it. So what do you want us to sit down at the donut shop doing nothing, eating donuts, getting fat, waiting until you get victimized to come out and patrol?
Well, let me ask you this. It's coming out that the illegal aliens are allowed to drink and drive. Do you arrest illegals when they're drunk?
Come on. Are you kidding me? This county, 2 years ago, we had more people deported out of Travis County per capita than any other county in the country.
Well, I knew that was true.
So, I mean,
but, I mean, my whole issue is I always read about the illegals. I've talked to prosecutors in Austin who say that there's... The judges just let the illegals go, but citizens are seen as big, plump, juicy milk cows. Hold on, let's do 5 more minutes, then it's all your calls that are holding patiently. I promise I'm going to get to all of you.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics, dehumanization, and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.